This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people in northwest Syria. British-based Syrian Observatory of Human Rights says most of those killed Sunday in the city of Idlib were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that six strikes hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner exchange. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Kantar's brother spoke to the press.
Since the early hours of his freedom, after the Lebanese resistance succeeded in releasing him on the 17th of July 2008, the Israelis were threatening him, and he was an Israeli target.
Sunday's airstrike hit a building in Jarahmana, a suburb south of Damascus. Israel welcomed Kantar's death, but did not claim responsibility for it. More than 3 dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough waters. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management told VOA they have found 37 survivors and the bodies of 3 children in the choppy waters since the boat sank on Saturday. Rescue operations will resume Monday morning. The ferry was headed from Kalaka to Siwa, towns on Sulawesi Island, when it encountered the bad weather. This is VOA News. Chinese state media say 59 people remain missing after an enormous landslide hit an industrial park in southern China, burying 22 buildings. Officials say 4 people were rescued from the debris, 3 of them with minor injuries. The official Xinhua news agency says a landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province Sunday morning, covering the area in a sea of mud and triggering a gas line explosion nearby. Hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman that sparked international outrage and led to changes to the country's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by 6 men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17 years old, was the most brutal of the rapists, who beat their victim with an iron rod before sexually assaulting her. The teenager was sentenced to 3 years of detention. Police say the convict, now 20, has been handed over to a charitable organization. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a bathroom. No explosives were found, and the head of the airline says it was a false alarm. Joseph Nkasiri is Kenya's interior and security minister.
The investigation is still continuing. A few passengers of concern are being interrogated to find out exactly what has caused this.
The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were evacuated. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. His current term expires in 2017. Afghanistan's Taliban have overrun a key district in a bid to seize control of the entire southern province of Helmand. The insurgent victory came hours after the provincial deputy governor, Warren Helmand, was standing on the brink of falling to the Taliban unless urgent action is taken. The newest film in the Star Wars franchise hit a box office record for an opening weekend in the United States and Canada. Star Wars: The Force Awakens generated $238 million in ticket sales since its release on Thursday. That figure shatters the previous record set by Jurassic World, the 4th film in the Jurassic Park saga, which opened to $208 million in North American sales. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.